Welcome to episode 27 of A Christian Gaming Podcast. The gaming podcast focused on putting God before gaming, being more mindful of our faith while we are gaming, sharing faith-based commentary, gaming news, and much more. You can follow the show on Twitter at @A_CG Podcast. You can email the show at acristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. Today is April 14th, 2020, and I am your host, Raina Swiftsage. Welcome back, everybody. Jesus replied to the devil in Matthew 4:4. It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So make sure you get your Bible study on before you hop in game. For this episode's Daily Bread, I picked Numbers 6, verses 24 and 25. And I picked it because it was very applicable to a story I wanted to share with you guys about me, my chickens, and how I feel like Jesus uses our real life situations as parables. He speaks to us through these little parables in our lives, just like he spoke to many people in parables in the Bible. So for Daily Bread, it's number 6, chapter 6, verses 24 and 25. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And it reminds me of all the blessings that God constantly showers us with. And sometimes we don't even see them because we're so busy focusing on everyone else's blessings that we don't even realize the blessings that God is dropping down on us left and right. And it reminded me this one day I was feeding my chickens. And I don't know if I told you I have chickens, but I do. And that they love me so much that the minute they hear my voice, they come running around the side of the house like NASCAR chickens. They're like, and they're like, oh, she's got the food. And I save like some old bread that I have, butts of the bread. I give them corn and vegetable, whatever I got. I love to give them little treats and they love to eat it. So one day I had about 20 chickens doing this NASCAR run around the corner of the house because they heard me calling for them from the front porch. And one of my favorite chickens, she just really attaches herself to me. I named Mrs. Potts. So Mrs. Potts was paying so much attention to everyone else running and grabbing the bread that I was throwing out because I really like to make sure at least every chicken has had a piece of whatever treat I'm giving. I don't like to just throw it out there and say, que sera, sera. I like to actively make sure everybody's got a little something, something. So I'm trying to get Mrs. Potts to realize that I'm throwing these chunks of bread like right in front of her face. I'm like, chick, literally, chick, why are you not eating the bread that I'm throwing in front of you? She's so focused on all these other chickens. What they got? Oh, how big they got? Where's it at? Where's it at? Oh. She's so focused on what all these other chickens are running to get the next piece of bread dropping. She is missing the bread I'm throwing inches from her chicken face, okay? And God was like, chick. I feel like sometimes he talks to us that way. He's like, listen, do you not see the blessings that I'm blessing you with? Do you not see it? Are you so focused on what everybody else is doing that you can't even see the blessings that I'm throwing at you right in front of your face? And I think all of us can be guilty of that. And I love it when God speaks to me in parables and when you're reading them in the Bible and you're reading these stories in the Bible, you're like, oh man, what it would be like if I was there. And guess what? You're still there. He's still talking to you. Okay? You gotta listen. We can't be like Mrs. Potts. We can't be rolled around focusing on what all the other blessings everyone else is getting from God and then not focusing on what he's doing for us. Okay, everyone? All right? Focus on the blessings that God is giving on you. Do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. Put your blinders on. Stay focused on God. Stay focused on your path and your walk with God and all the good that he is doing in your life. Comparison is definitely the thief of joy. Do not be looking. Oh, that person's got so many subscribers. Oh, that person's got affiliate. Oh, that person's got 1,000 more followers on Twitter. And their last Instagram post had 20 more likes. Nobody cares, okay? Mrs. Potts, focus on your business. Get your nose out of everyone else's. There's my daily bread. Love you. All right, moving on to Carrier Pigeon. smacked into my desk before he cacawed. That silly carrier pigeon. He doesn't know how to be a carrier pigeon anymore. It's been so long. Kind of rusty. Anyways, let's see what he's got. Let's see what he's got on this little carrier pigeon foot here. Oh, it's quite dusty. It's a dusty letter. It's from the Doctor 2011 and from Apple Podcast. This precious Doctor 2011 from Great Britain left me a podcast review on Great Britain's Apple Podcasts and February 06 of 2019. What? Are you kidding me? I am a horrible podcast host. I didn't even get this. And you want to know why? Because Apple Podcasts is ridiculous. And they like have all of like a different version of Apple Podcasts for every country. So since I'm in the U.S., it never dawns on me that anybody else in another country would leave me a podcast review. I don't know why. And I never even caught it until I went to this website called Chartable. And there his podcast review, it like gathered all of them and like put it on one page. And I was like, wow, I'm a horrible person. I didn't even know the doctor left me a podcast review over a year ago. Bless their heart. So thank you so much. They said great, fantastic, energetic host with real passion for gaming and great news for all platforms. Being Christian is not required. So thank you so much, the doc, and my apologies. I will have to use Chartable more often now that I know about it, and I can keep track.
Heads up.
I don't think they knew that poll was there.
I don't think they knew that poll was there either. It's been so long. They probably just walked right into it. Had no idea. What? I don't know. Anyways, my poll for Watch Out for That Poll was very Valorant inspired. If you have been on Twitter, you will notice that a lot of people are talking about Valorant, this game called Valorant, and also Animal Crossing, okay? It's like one or the other. And if you're like me, you're not playing Animal Crossing, and you're not trying to get a Valorant beta, you really don't fit in really much, but I'm not really that affected by FOMO. But if you are affected by FOMO, I really feel for you, okay? If you don't have a Switch, or you don't have a thirst for a beta key, what are we even doing with our lives? I don't even know. Anyways, I asked the question, how do you prefer to register for game beta invites? Do you prefer to register at a website and wait? Or how about how Valorant betas are being done? By registering with Riot first, then linking your Twitch account to your Riot account, and then watching certain Valorant selected streams while you wait and hope to receive your beta access. So the first choice was register, wait, and hope. 50% of my Twitter peeps said, I prefer to register, wait, and hope, like the old school way. That's how I like to do it, old school. I like to go, I'd like to play that game. I think I'm going to go register, and I think I'm going to wait, and I think I'm going to, you know, hope that I get something. All right, next choice was register, link your accounts, watch certain streams, then wait, and then hope. So they want to take the Valorant route. 8.3% of people said that. So I don't know who in the right mind would go, yes, please make me register. Make me link my accounts. Make me watch other streamers in the hope and anticipation of maybe getting a streamer. But hey, you know, to each their own. Everybody has their own taste. So 8.3% said that's what they wanted to do. And 20.8% said, psh, I never register for betas. Get out of here. And then 20.8% said, I'll do whatever I have to. So that is cool. I was with the 50% that said, you know, register, wait, and hope. And Kennethan at Kennethan Live on Twitter said, most of the times I register and I wait. But if asked otherwise, I will do such and like tweets and follows. So like they will, Kennethan's saying like, normally he goes the old school route, but if asked to do otherwise, and that's what the beta he wants to go after, then he will do what it takes. So that's cool. So thank you very much, everyone who participated. And if you want to participate in future, watch out for that polls. Just follow the show on Twitter at @A_CG Podcast. right, time for what I've been up to. I picked up a game called Cryofall on Steam for only $7.99. I know, crazy. It normally runs $19.99 for now, and it's an early access game. And I'm not really sure when it'll be on sale again, but I did see in Global Chat some people picked it up on Humble Bundle for like $3. So here I thought I was rolling in with some, you know, quite a lot of savings at $7.99. And then there are people who are like, I got my game for $3. I was like, oh, really? Okay, good for you. Okay, good for you. Anyways, I like this game enough to buy it for some friends and family. And then I've been playing it with them too, so that's been fun. It's a different kind of a game. I was looking for something that I could play upstairs because my gaming rig is downstairs and it's still quite chilly down here. And I have allergies, and for some reason they really act up in the basement because it's a basement, okay? That's why. And sometimes I just want to sit upstairs and play a game and not have to be down in a basement playing the game. So I was looking for a game that I could play on my laptop, and I came across Cryofall. And I was also looking for like an MMO because I like knowing that there's a community, there's other people there. I like to get to know people. Like, I'm a person who likes other people, okay? I like to play games with other people. Cryofall actually hit all those markers. I could play it on my laptop. There was already a community based around it, and there was servers that it hosted that I can, you know, play a part of a community on this game. It's pretty neat. So I will stop rambling and I will tell you a little bit more. Also, I just want to let you know, if you can't afford anything right now and you don't want to like try the game and then have to deal with like buying it and then returning it, they do offer a free demo that lets you play the game for free for 8 hours, the full version of the game for 8 hours. See if you like it. See if you want to make that jump. So that's really cool. I thought that was really cool. I play on the PvE server America 2, and I won't tell you what server I play on PvP at this point. Because we like our little base and we don't want to get face rolled. So, the Cryofall is a sci-fi multiplayer survival game set on a forgotten planet in a distant future. Yes. Welcome to the world of Cryofall, where the catastrophic crash landing has stranded you and dozens of others millions of light years away from home, trapped on a hostile planet in constant danger. Your only hope for survival is to make use of the resources around you as you develop your skills and advance your technology to conquer this new land, tame its harsh wilderness, and build a new life for yourself and those you have found yourselves marooned on Cryofall with. Together, and many of other survivors, you can create your own cities, establish an active economy, industry, and agriculture, or pillage the fruit of labor of fellow survivors. So this game offers a complex crafting and industrial system, has various stages of technology, it has farming, it has official and community-hosted PvP and PvE servers. You can upgrade into electric with power grid simulation, make generators. There's even bionic and cybernetic implants to augment your character, which gives you new abilities and boosts. There's different vehicles you can craft to help you explore the world faster and to use in combat. What I thought was really neat, there's an economy with coin minting and also complex trading and automated vending machines managed by us, the players. Can check out different diverse environments. It has a temperate biome, a desert biome, tropical biome, boreal biome, and a wasteland. It runs on an in-house developed Renkei engine, which allows hundreds of players on the same server, which is really cool because the servers I'm playing on, this game actually has, there's always like 25, 30 people playing on the server when I'm on. And the server can hold up to 200. I've never seen it go above 30, but that's a nice chunk of players on a game that's been in early access. It's in development and they have multiple different servers. So it's pretty cool. And it has modding capabilities. So what I like so far about this game is, one, I like the community, the global chat, and my server is very active and helpful. I like the fact that there's a player-driven market and a currency. Like, you can craft your own vending machines. You can say, I want to buy wood, and I want to buy it at this amount. And then if other players are selling wood and they want to make some extra cash, they will come and sell their wood at your vending machine and vice versa. You can sell and craft stuff. Or you can go and buy gear. If you're not the type of person who wants to spend all the time farming and stuff like that with gear, you can buy gear, you can buy stuff. So I really love that. That's the first time that I've really seen that go so well in the game. And I like the fact that the graphics are different and like a really fun style that is not demanding for less powerful gaming rigs. So I really like that. I like the fact that it's really easy to group up, get in there with your friends. They don't have like tribes or guilds, but they have what they call parties. And I think it's really neat that they have little land claims that you craft, and then you can add different players' names to that land claim. So if you have one building with a land claim that you only want some people to be able to access, then they can. And then if you all of a sudden don't want that person to be able to access it, then you take their name off. I really like that clean cut way to manage other players accessing your stuff. You don't even have to be friends. Like if you are going to sell something to someone, or if you meet a friend in game and you're like, hey, you can stay with me, you can just add their name to your land claim. It's really cool how it's done. I like that a lot. What I don't like so far is I wish like when we're gardening that our crops would last longer, because I feel like they just die off too fast. I wish it did not feel so grindy with the amount of reagents in the crafting system. I feel like you spend a lot of time farming all these different ingredients just to make one item and then the reward for it is not that fantastic. So I feel like obviously that's a balancing issue. I wish that there was more customizations available for our characters and things to make for our houses. I am sure that they will add this stuff in the future because, like I said, it is an early access game and they do still put out updates, obviously. Right now, I don't think I would have sprung for it at full price at $19.99 at this point, but I think I would have definitely bought it for $14.99. But I'm actually really happy I found it for $7.99 because that's a steal. So I don't really know. I mean, $19.99 isn't a lot. I feel like there will be a ceiling of progression with the game right now. Once it was completed, I would pay the $20. But right now, I think I would prefer it to be like $14.99. That's what I think I would do. So that's what I've been playing. Cryofall, I bought my time in Portia on sale. It's normally $30. I grabbed it for $11, so I'm really happy about that. I haven't dove into that, and I'm going to hop into Black Desert Online. So I'll let you guys know my feelings on those games next time. We're going to be moving into some gaming news. All right, now we're into some gaming news. We're going to get started with some April game releases, starting with Final Fantasy VII Remake for PS4. It was released on April 10th, 2020. And there's Tharsis, released for Switch on April 11th. Fallout 76 Wastelanders expansion was released today for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Hellpoint releases for PC on April 16th. Overcooked 2, The Gourmet Edition, releases for PC on April 16th. And Save Your Nuts releases for PC, Xbox One, and Switch on April 16th. Epic Store's spring sale has arrived. If you want to see all the deals that you can rake in at the Epic Store, head to epicgames.com. The spring sale is now here with fresh offers across a range of top content. Don't forget the Epic coupons acquired in their holiday sale are expiring on May 1st, 2020. So if you have some of those, you might want to burn them up on this sale. Because you will be able to use them on eligible purchases $14.99 and above. And if you're looking for more ways to connect with your family and friends and loved ones and get them involved in some online gaming, but maybe with some titles from back in the day, board games and such, while we're all quarantined, you can head to BoardGameArena.com. They have 175 great games with an easy-to-use interface with many ways to play. They say that you can join the largest board game table in the world. There's no download necessary. You can play directly from your web browser. You can play with your friends and thousands of players from all over the world. There is a gazillion different opponents to challenge in their 175 games. So head to boardgamesarena.com if you want to check that out. Well, if you were looking forward to BlizzCon 2020, I bet you can imagine it might be put on hold due to the coronavirus. I know. The coronavirus is destroying everything. But I do think there's some light at the end of the tunnel. I do think so. So Blizzard warns that BlizzCon 2020 might not be feasible due to the coronavirus. Blizzard is still planning to hold its annual fan convention this year in Anaheim this November, but warned today that the event could be canceled if the coronavirus pandemic still prevents large gatherings at that time. Like the rest of us, they just don't know how things are going to play out. They have been quoted saying, while we're also hopeful things will look better later in the year, the bottom line is, at this point, it's too early to know whether BlizzCon 2020 will be feasible. BlizzCon executive producer Sarah Lynn Smith wrote in an update, "The health of our community, employees, and everyone who helps with the show is our top consideration. It might be a few months before we know for certain if or how we will proceed, but as soon as we have a meaningful update, we will share it." According to an article on GameSpot by Haley Williams, there's a gaming television channel in the works. New gaming TV network hastens launch as esports take the spotlight. The founders of VENN are hoping to take advantage of increased visibility around gaming and esports caused by this coronavirus pandemic. Ariel Horn and Ben Kuzin are the entrepreneurs behind VENN, which stands for Video Game Entertainment and News Network. It is described as an MTV-style startup looking to cover all things games and esports. Horn was quoted saying, "Our core thesis is to deliver a 24/7 linear network for the streaming generation." Horn previously worked on esports at Riot Games. Among those who have invested in VENN are Riot co-chairman Mark Merrill and Mike Morheim, co-founder of Blizzard Entertainment. While the initial launch will be on YouTube and Twitch, the pair are also looking to make the leap to TV in some form or another, with talks underway with smart TV makers, subscription services, and pay TV companies. If you're on Twitter, then your timeline might look like mine. My timeline is filled with those still loving their life in Animal Crossing New Horizons and those streamers who have got beta invites for this new game called Valorant, as well as streamers trying to act like they are not bothered by not getting a beta invite, or those sharing that they are downright now not happy about missing out on the beta invites, or those who are cheering at the top of the mountains that they have indeed received a beta invite. But you might ask yourself, what is this Valorant? I had to ask myself that because I'm like, what are these people yammering on about? Well, guess what? It's amazing in the gaming world how much a game can just catch some fire, like a little spark. Like, I really feel bad for new game, like game developing companies and stuff. Just trying to get their eyes on a game has just got to be painful. And then there's just these other games that just make it happen so flawless, so effortlessly. They're like, oh, I'm making a game over here. Everybody come and look. And they're just like, yes, I want that game now. I want it yesterday. So that's kind of like what's going on with Valorant right now. From their website, Valorant describes itself as imagine this tactical shooter meets hypernatural powers. Everyone's got guns and a unique set of abilities, so how do you beat someone with the speed of wind, you use your own moves to outplay them and beat them to the shaft. Valorant is a game for bold strategists who dare to make unexpected play, because if it wins, it works. So, yes, they sound very Valorant. Shooting in Valorant is precise, consequential, and highly lethal. They want us to win on our skill and strategy alone. And maybe your scare, who knows? That was just subliminal, because I get, I jump easy in games like this. Releases in summer of 2020. Valorant will be free to play with cosmetic purchases. Valorant is starting its rolling close beta. Well, it actually started it on April 7th, but it will continue to move into other countries. It's already in Canada, United States, Turkey, Russia, and Europe. And they do plan to roll out to other parts as these months go on. So you can find out more information about this at beta.playvalorant.com. I think that if you want to get in on this beta action, what you need to do is go to the Valorant, playvalorant.com, and you have to make your Riot account. Then you have to link your Twitch account to your Riot account. If you don't have a Twitch account, obviously you'll have to make a Twitch account. And then you have to watch streams for a chance to get in. I didn't really see that they said watch these particular streams for a chance. They kind of left that vague. They do have a link there, and when you click on it, it takes you to like a page where there's a bunch of Twitch streamers playing Valorant. So I don't know if it's just any Valorant stream. I don't know. You might have to dig more, ask around. I didn't see anything really going, watch these streams, these are the ones. So I can see why there's actually been a lot of strong feelings based around this game and getting beta invites. It can be very frustrating to be tethered to watching other streamers play a game that you want to play, but you can't play it, but you have to watch other people play it just to maybe get sent a beta invite. I think that's crazy. It's not only rubbing salt into your FOMO wound, but it can actually be extremely anxiety-inducing for some. Just watching their little Twitch notification. I saw so many tweets like, oh man, I got a notification on Twitch and I thought it was gonna be for my beta invite, but it was just blah, blah, blah. You know, some janky notification that's hogging up their airwaves. So, and looking at the company, it seems like they're kind of maybe buying views this way, you know, but I can see as a dev studio, definitely I can see why it's a win-win, because they're like, hey, if you want to play my game, you got to watch other players play my game, and then maybe we'll send you an invite. So the more people that are excited about this game will head to Twitch and they'll get more eyes on their game, and it's just this amazing, beautiful cycle for this game devs. But as a player, like a consumer, I actually feel like some people might be turned off by felt like they're being led by a carrot on a string, you know, just to get a reward. It can kind of feel a little demeaning to some. I'm a fan of the usual way gamers typically get beta invites, by registering for them on the gaming website and then waiting for them to appear in the mail like Christmas morning, like just a Christmas in July present, something like that. It just seems a lot less messy. From a streamer's outlook, though, this can be a really cool thing because it can give you more of an opportunity to get eyes on your stream and to potentially pick up some more followers and subs. So either way, there's a fun new looking game set to release this summer called Valorant. Register for a beta or don't. It's entirely up to you.
Ow! What was that? Just frying up some hot take headlines. Want some?
Sure. Why not? Got gravy?
I don't have any gravy, but I do have some hot take headlines. Coming from GameSpot.com, they announced that you can get a free month of Just Dance Unlimited to help you stay active indoors. Just Dance 2020 is on sale, and you can also claim a free month of Just Dance Unlimited, which unlocks over 500 songs from previous games. So head to GameSpot.com or my show notes at ChristianGamePodcast.com for more info. And in our next hot take headline, from IGN, ESRB announces new ratings label for loot boxes. The ESRB created an in-game purchases rating label for games back in 2018 as a response to the loot box discourse that reached different state governments in the United States and elsewhere in the world, like Belgium. And now the company has created a new label for random items. The label will still feature in-game purchases, but now the label will say in-game purchases, and then parentheses, includes random items. Shocking. From gamesindustry.biz, Animal Crossing New Horizons has been announced as breaks Switch sales records in Japan. Famitsu data reveals Nintendo's latest has sold 1.88 million copies in 3 days, and I'm really not surprised in the least bit. I am so amazed that there are so many people. I mean, this was the perfect game right now for what everybody's going through. They just got their Switches. They can escape their little quarantine bunkers and hop into this beautiful, cute, adorable color land and just trade fruit. That's what I seem to be. I have never played it. I don't own a Switch. There's just a lot of fruit. A lot of fruit trading, okay? That seems to be what's up. And then terraforming. Something like terraforming. There's an article on it, and you can like design your island. That's all I know. I won't pretend that I know anymore because I don't. Moving on to free-to-play Fiesta.
I am so bored. Like, I just have nothing to play. And I am so bored.
How can you be bored? There's so many games out there and so many that are free to play.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there are.
They probably all came out in like 1997 or something. They probably all are jank.
No, actually, there's a lot of free to play games that are pretty good, and they're always coming out with new ones. Haven't you ever heard of the Free to Play Fiesta?
Huh, I kind of like the sounds of that.
Okay, for Free-to-Play Fiesta, we have some games on the Epic Games Store. The first one up is called Close to the Sun. It's 1897. Deep in international waters, the Helios stands still. Dark clouds loom overhead as unforgiving waves crash against the hull. Colossal effigies of gold, decorated with magnificent finery, stretch as far as the eye can see. $29.99. It normally runs, but it is free for you until April 16th, 2020 at 11 a.m. Next, we have Sherlock Holmes, Crimes and Punishments. Because the most celebrated detective of all time, Sherlock Holmes used... Let's try that again. Become the most celebrated detective of all time, Sherlock Holmes. Use your impressive talents as a detective to solve 6 thrilling and varied cases. Sale ends on this game at 4/16/2020 at 11 a.m., but you can get it right now for free until then. And if you like to play free games on PlayStation, you can look up Dogfighter World War II. It was released March 3rd, 2020. Its description's a little wonky, so I will improvise because it doesn't really seem like the person who wrote it put a lot of thought into it, because it's like, New Sky Battle Royale has arrived. Real dog fighting battle royale based on World War II has appeared. Be part of the Grand Sky Battle with warplanes such as Mustang, Spitfire, Messerschmitt, Zerosen, in the way you want to customize with 40 people. You are the ruler of the sky. Sky Battle Royale, Dogfighter World War II. Battle Royale versions are available for free. So find that on the PlayStation.com. I have it's store.playstation.com. I have the links to this particular game in my show notes.
MMO Watch.
All right, for MMO Watch, we're going to spotlight a game called Core Punk. from the trailer. I included that in the show notes. You can also find it on YouTube if you search for Core Punk. To me, it looked like World of Warcraft and WildStar had a baby. And then the characters kind of are inspired from their parents. Because there is like an orc-looking character that I have to say looks a lot like the orcs in World of Warcraft for some reason. I mean, not that there's a lot of variation that orcs can look. Like, they have the little tusks with the underbite, you know, and the tusks shooting up into their face. But, and then some of the spunky characters on the trailer kind of look like some of the, like, Wild Star characters. And they even use, like, fun comedy moxie and stuff in their humor of the trailer. So I really loved that vibe because I really loved Wild Star. I was so bummed when it just went south real quick. So Core Punk plans to start an open beta test in quarter four of 2020. Core Punk is being developed by Artificial Core. Core Punk is an MMORPG with an open, seamless world that allows for endless possibilities. You can explore the world, participate in trading, complete dungeons, engage in PvP battles. Each aspect of the game will be incentivized. There will be a rating system to encourage each type of activity. They settled on buy to play plus cosmetics that you can gather with battle passes or the in-game shop. They have said that they will not sell any boosters, nothing that can affect your gameplay. Only cosmetic items can be bought through in-game shop or achieved with the battle passes. Core Punk is a game with stylized graphics, a post-apocalyptic atmosphere, and an eclectic fusion of genres from cyberpunk to dark fantasy. And I definitely can see that. It's pretty neat. Core Punk throws players into a huge open world shrouded in the fog of war. Each of the game's classes will explore a new world, never knowing what lurks in and around the darkness. For PvP inclined players, there will be arenas and battlegrounds. Furthermore, PvP in an open world combined with fog of war will provide a completely new gaming experience. For PvE players, they plan to have dungeons for both solo mode and groups of up to four people, randomly generated dungeons, raids, mini bosses, world bosses, and wandering bosses, and a camp system with advanced open world AI that will challenge players. They say most importantly that they're focusing on the experience of exploring a highly elaborate and detailed world. And they also noted that players will fit into four factions, the Alanian Kingdom, the Clans of Faedans, the Yorners, and the Quadari, and they will reflect the massive diversity afforded to players in the game and the mix of humor, action, and deep mystery that surrounds the fate of the Qualat. So I thought the camera view from the trailer looked to see more third person, not so much like a Diablo style, but more or less it reminds me of how the camera view is on Heroes of the Storm, almost kind of like that. It'll be different. You can go to YouTube and search out Core Punk, and then you could also go to Christian Gaming Podcast and find all this info in my show notes. All right, we're into closing thoughts. As we go into our gaming realms this week, let us be intentional and mindful with our actions. Let's ask ourselves some very important questions. Are we putting the kingdom of God before the norms of our culture? If someone looked at us, could they tell if we were a Christian by the games we play, the music we listen to, the words we say? Did you know that our attention is currency? Who and what are you paying all of your attention to and why? Just some food for thought. And always remember Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is for you, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. If you would like to contact the show, you can email show@achristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also follow the show on Twitter @A_CG Podcast. Until next time, take care and God bless. Have fun.